Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
It is in store. Your healing, everything is there. Praise God. Upon pouring the word, you come into full maturity, and he says, draw. Wow. There's a revelation there that I'm failing to hit. And I don't know whether the Spirit of God wants me to hit it, because it triggers like that. It comes and it goes. I mean, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying. It just triggers and it goes, you know. And I'm still lingering in my spirit as to what exactly the Holy Spirit wanted me to speak on. But the difference between two believers is those who have received the word and those who are withdrawing. That marks the difference. Some have received, even the change has taken place, but their inability to express that change is what is causing them now. Tell somebody, I'm ready to draw. The drawing comes as a means of pushing or bringing out that which is in your womb. Can I push this? Do you know that a baby is still a baby whilst in the womb? Oh, I'm getting the help me get there. Or you don't believe it. No, or maybe I didn't put it right. Can somebody help me? A baby not yet born is still a human being whilst in the womb. No, only a few people understand this. No. If the whole church believes, shout a big yes.
Yes.
You agree with me?
Yes.
That a baby in a womb, is still a human being. No, some people still don't believe it. I told you, people don't understand this. Do you know that when you conceive a child in your womb, or a baby in your womb, the baby is still a human being? How many of you believe that? Show by hand. Thank you. Now I know you understand. Now. But not until the baby comes out, the mother is still not happy and still not okay. Catch it. Your blessing is still a blessing whilst it's still in the inside. But not until it is drawn, your blessing cannot make you happier. The day the mother delivered, she didn't deliver anything different from what was in the inside. But yet, not until what was in the inside came forth, she couldn't smile. She couldn't be happy. She couldn't enjoy. In fact, her life was something else. Pains all over. Some feelings, bad feelings. But the day there was a drawing, that day her joy became full. And she forgot all the pain that she had ever been through. I came with a prophetic word to somebody sitting here under the sound of my voice. I have no other prophecy to speak over your destiny. than which God has already done in the inside of you. And this morning I see it coming out. I see it showing forth. If you are to become even the least of what God has meant you to be, I don't think you will ever remain the same. Oh yes, you don't understand. That is why I came to tell you that there are the potentials, there are ideas, there are greatness inside of you. It is time that this month there will be. No, can I push further? Do you know that the baby in the inside is not a problem, but a blessing? But yet the blessing in the inside is what causes the pain. Because it has outgrown its limit in the inside. I don't know who is here. Oh my God. I didn't come to speak the ABCD of the word. I came to speak to mature men. Is somebody here? Listen. It is the same blessing that is inside of you that is causing the pain. Do you know why pregnant women experience pain? Let me tell you. Their pain is not because that they have a problem. Their pain is not because they are sick. Can I speak to people?
Yes.
But their pain is the fact that the baby inside has outgrown the limit of the womb. Maybe you are not ready for more. How many of you understand what I'm saying? In that case, the reason why you are frustrated, the reason why you have come to the labor ward, the reason why you are doing the reason why things are not well with you, the reason why you always look moody at the least provocation, you explode. How many of you have been pregnant before or has given birth before? Don't mess around with a woman who is in labor. That is where they insult their husbands. Can I have a witness? But the very thing that is causing the pain is the very thing that must bring them joy. Oh God. I'm yet to come to the word, though. I'm explaining the expression, the drawing. Can we go? Okay, then let's continue some other week. The pain you feel in the inside is that same pain that must turn your joy. Some of us have come to maturity of the blessing inside. I came to tell you that what you are going through, it's not any extraordinary thing. It's normal. I'm going to say to yourself, it's normal. Why is it normal? It's normal because it is that which is within that is trying to force its way out. If you don't deliver, your pain will persist. The more closer you are to your birth, the more the pain. Are there people going through pain right now? No. Don't let somebody respond before you respond. Are there people going through pain right now? Then I came to tell you that you are the right candidate. I said you are the right candidate for the expression. Can I push this? You have heard the scripture that says that Christ in you. I came to change your theology. Can I push this? Christ in you is the hope of glory. Is that not what the scripture said? But I came to let you know that Christ in you must not remain hope. So long as the baby is in the womb, it is the hope of the mother that one day my baby will come out. And when the baby comes, is there still hope? How many of you have Christ in you? Listen, can I push this? So, by virtue of the fact that you are a child of God, you have kept on pouring. Christ has formed in you. But Paul said, Christ in you is hope for a certain glory that must come. Hold it. So long as Christ remains in you, you remain hoping. Though Paul said, hope does not ashamed. But there are children of God who are still hoping when they are supposed to draw. Listen, as a child of God, Christ must not only remain in you, but he must be seen on you. The glory he's talking about is the manifestation of the Christ on you, not in you. Listen, the hope of every mother is that one day I will see my child. And that becomes her glory. So, if the word is a seed of God's, this word is the seed, which is Christ in us, then we are hopeful. I am hopeful. But how long can I hope? How long can I hope? Many believers are hoping that one day something will change. But I came to tell you, today you can turn your hope into reality. I have preached 3 different sermons now. I said your hope can turn into reality. And what turns that hope into reality is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Can I push this further? Wow. I hope nobody beats me that pastor time is up. Let me finish the scripture. So Jesus said, draw out. Express that which is inside the vessel. Listen, you don't need man to approve whether it is good or not. Once he says draw it, draw. God said this year is my year, draw it. God said that this year is my enviable marital year, draw it. I shall be the head and never the tail, draw it. The drawing is what brings that which is inside into reality. The word became flesh and it dwelled among us. The word didn't dwell only, but we also saw the glory. And that is the point we are coming to. Tell somebody, catch the glory. It's about to fall. It's about to fall. It's about to come on you. It's about to turn around. It's about to change. So when they started drawing, then the master of ceremony Say, are you guys crazy? You want to disgrace me? You want to disgrace me? Because I have mastered many ceremonies. In fact, I'm a champion. You know that there are people who are contractors of ceremony. When you hire them for your ceremony, be sure that nothing will go bad. But this is a master of ceremony. For the first time in his life, shame is about to happen. Why? Have you seen this before? How can you reserve the best for the last? It is never done. It is never known. It is never seen anywhere. You guys are making a mistake. You guys don't know what you're doing. You want to shame me. Hey, you have done what is not supposed to be done. But little did he know that the supernatural has taken over the natural. Listen, anytime you begin to express your faith as you draw, then you see that you are not walking by natural way of men, but you are operating on a different wavelength of your life. Tell somebody, draw. I came with a prophetic message. I have declared it before and I'm doing it again. That the best is reserved for you. Yeah. Let me leave this atmosphere. Can you receive it better? The best is reserved for you. Do you know why it wasn't served earlier? Because you are not ready for it. But now God knows and have seen that your vessels are created. You have created room for God. You have poured in more of his word. You have been sustained by the word of God. You have been carried by the word of God. And you have come to the full brim where you are overflowing with the word. And he said that the best is yet to come unto you. Maybe that is the reason why you didn't experience anything in January. You didn't experience anything in March. In April, no. In any other month like June or July or August. But God has brought you to the last quarter of the year that the best will be released. 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 Somebody shout, yeah!
We have come to draw from you again. Yeah.
Let me finish it before the move takes over. Tell somebody draw. Do you know why you went through what you went through? Because there was something left for you that you have no idea of. Do you know why you had to battle your way through, struggle your way through, go through certain disappointments? Oh, let me tell you something. Had it not been what you went through, you wouldn't have come to a place of faith. Had it not been the struggles that you went through, God wouldn't have attracted your attention. If there were not the finishing of the wine, nobody would have consulted Jesus for another miracle. Is somebody here with me? Some of you don't know why problem comes. They don't come to destroy you, but they come to reposition you. They come to realign you, because that same problem is going to be a stepping stone for your next level. And there are people here. Shout, yeah! Can I preach something?
Yes.
Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
I went through what I went through because God will realign me, will reposition me, will change my life for the better. You know, if we had, God had allowed that which we wanted to come, that would have been a status quo. That would have been, lesser than what he expected of us. Do you know that sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, his ways are higher than our ways. Can I speak to you? And then his thoughts are higher than our heart. And can I break it down? He went on to further that as far as the heavens, so my ways are higher than my ways, and my thoughts are higher. Sometimes we think that this is what will bless me, this is what will help me, this is what will give me help, or this is what will give me joy, but you have no idea. The man who jilted you, you had no idea. The man who left your life, you had no idea. The interview you failed, you had no idea. If the man had not left you, God wouldn't have positioned you for the best. If you had not failed that interview, you wouldn't have come to a point where God, the best of God, will locate you. Is somebody here with me? Give him a shout of praise. I'm drawing. Every problem is a blessing in disguise. I came to lift your faith up. You don't know what is in store for you. That is why you are wondering. That is why you are giving up. That is why you feel like God has forgotten you. Some of us have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Your prayer has become Kojoto now. Because it looks like God don't hear your prayer. But little do you know, I came as a servant of the living God. As the Lord liveth, your expectations shall never be cut off. You may not have experienced anything this year, but as long as the Lord liveth, as we have opened the last quarter of this year, something is about to break loose. I think let me just fast track it because of time. Then, in amazement, the master of ceremony was confused. Can I prophesy? This is how I do it. Can I prophesy? There is going to be a miracle in your life that will turn people confused. There is going to be one tangible miracle. I'm not speaking to one here. We don't give individual prophecy, because every word of God is available for anyone who is ready to receive.
Yes, Lord.
No, come down. When it's time for you to play, you play. Let the keyboard play. Listen. Raise your hand. Listen. In your quest to draw, you will see manifestations. And that which God is going to do will blow the minds of people. What God is about to do in your life will tinkle in the ears of man. Receive! Oh, come on, it is already happening. I shall receive it. Russia! Hush! You have gone through so much, but just one miracle! Just one miracle! Just one miracle! Just one miracle! Lift up your hands and say, Lord, one miracle! One miracle! One miracle! One miracle! One miracle! Open your mouth and pray. One miracle. One miracle. Lord, just one. Pray for it. Pray for it. Open your mouth right now. Come on, one miracle. Somebody drop. Somebody drop. One miracle. Somebody draw! Somebody draw! Somebody draw! Somebody draw! Somebody draw! Speaking the language of the Spirit. One miracle, Lord. One miracle, Lord. One miracle, Lord. One miracle, Lord. You know, there are people that they don't like any good thing in your life. The haters were at the wedding were happy that shame has come. Oh, say a kind. Say the name Beguasi. If it's a bear man, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. I came to tell you. They are owned. There are people looking. Watching that something evil is going to happen. In fact, as a matter of fact, it's almost like they are succeeding in their mischief. But just one miracle.
Just one miracle.
Maybe it was known everywhere that this year you were going to travel. It was known everywhere this year you were going to marry. It was known everywhere that this year something good was going to happen. And people are watching onward lookers. They are watching that something shall happen to you. So that
Jesus.
It is not over until God says it is over.
Jesus.
I don't know why I'm speaking this word today, but just as the word of the Lord has spoken, can we move forward? There's so much an anointing in this place, so much glory in this place, so much favor in this place.
Jesus.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Just one miracle. One miracle. It will shame everybody.
Amen.
It caused them to laugh at the wrong side of their mouth. Oh, tell five people one miracle is about to hit me. Move from your seat. Go to five people. Tell, hey, come down. Hey, come down. Go to five people. Tell them just one miracle is about to hit me. One miracle. Hey, move from your seat. Express it. Draw it. Look at them. I said go to five people. Move from where you are. Go and express it. One miracle is about to drop. I don't know who just expressed it, but if you knew it, then it's coming forth. It is coming forth. Something is coming. Something is coming. Something on the east side.
Hey!
Something on the east side. Listen to me. It's not that which is without that can impact your life, but it is that which is within. I don't want to go there, but that is another message. That the seed of the woman the seed of the woman is the one that will crush the head of the serpent. Not until something come out of you, your shame will not disappear.
Jesus.
Your failure will not disappear.
Jesus.
Your disappointment will not disappear.
Jesus.
The miracle, one miracle. One miracle, one miracle, one miracle, one miracle, one testimony is coming on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Hush.
Hey.
Wow. Can I conclude it? One. Miracle. Is somebody ready for something? The glory is strong this morning. If you ever leave this place the same, then I don't know what can help you. I know what I'm saying. This atmosphere is such glorious that you cannot experience this anywhere. Listen to me. They expected one miracle. But you know what the writer to the book of John, St. John, said?
Wow.
Can I drop this? You think that this is your end? You are expecting just one miracle as a proof of your end. But little do you know that this is just going to be your beginning.
Hey.
Oh, church! Oh,
church.
Hey.
No.
Hey.
You didn't get this. Calm down.
You need to play it at the right time. Huh? Listen. Some of you didn't get it. What happened at the wedding at Cana, according to St. John in his writings, said that this beginning of miracles that Jesus began to do. So the experience at the wedding wasn't the end of what God is to do your life. What God is doing today, the miracle that you are about to experience, that has already taken place. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. There is something inside of me that is telling me that though I haven't seen it, any day soon, there is something inside of me that is breaking up. I feel the pain of my blessing. I feel the pain of my testimony. I feel the pain. Somebody shout out.
Yeah.
And look, this begins. That is the next verse. Verse number 10 somewhere. The miracles that Jesus began to do. I prophesy over your life. As the Lord liveth, may that which you are experiencing now, may the change, the miracle that is taking place, be the beginning of many miracles.
Jesus.
Be the beginning of many testimonies. I declare once again upon this altar that one testimony will not end before another testimony will follow. You will not finish one testimony before another testimony will follow. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. You are an avalanche of miracles. You are walking in miracles.
Amen.
You are walking in miracles.
Amen.
Every day of your life, from now to the end of the year and beyond, will be a day of miracles. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Let the redeemer of the Lord shout for joy. Let the redeemer of the Lord scream. Oh, oh. This begins the miracle of Jesus. Let there be one testimony that will serve as a trigger.
Jesus.
For all other testimonies in your life.
Jesus.
Only few people receive this. I speak as a prophet of God that after this service, one miracle. Even though Jesus' time had not come, but that miracle, according to John, began the miracles. You haven't seen anything yet. There is more to come than what you have already experienced. Oh, look at you, look at you, look at you. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Somebody is not understanding me. I said there is more to come to your life. There is more that you must receive before the year ends. Receive!
Wow. What a glory. Are you ready for the glory?
Yes.
Do you know that when we talk about glory, glory is not something in the abstract. When we say glory, it's not something in in the abstract. When I say abstract, something you cannot relate to. Oh, nyami enimo nyam away. It's not in the clouds. Is somebody here with me? The glory is not seen in the clouds. Nyami enimo nyam. It becomes the figment of our imagination. Are there old school people here? Come on. Christo. Come on. You see, you can't sing it. You are not part of the old school. Hey. Oh, hallelujah. Can I have old school people here?
Yes.
Wow. It's good to belong to the old school. Yes. I'm talking about the apostle and the Pentecost. Is somebody here with me? Hey. Wow. So when we talk about glory, we are not talking about anything far somewhere. Can I speak to somebody here? Wow. The glory is not in Mununkum. Tell somebody Mununkum. Those were the days of old, the Old Testament, when God was leading them by the pillar of cloud and fire. Is somebody here? Now, this scripture tells me that when we talk about glory, we are talking about manifestations of miracles. Shout glory. So he said that this began the miracles in Cana of Galilee that Jesus began to do. And he manifests forth his glory.
Wow.
So, all this while Jesus had not been seen yet. Jesus, the Son of God, had not manifested yet. How? Because no miracle had ever been done. Are you understanding me? If you are praying for the glory of the Lord, you are praying for heaven to come on you. The intervention of God in the affairs of men is what we call miracles. When we pray for miracles, we are praying for the glory of our Lord to be revealed. It is glory that cures the mischief of shame. It's one of my key statements. Wherever there is glory, there is no shame. So as you are experiencing multiple miracles from today, may the glory of the Lord be seen on you. Yeah. So the glory we talked about, that Christ in you is the hope of glory. From today, the Christ in you is the Christ manifested, which is the glory. People will see you and see Christ. Why? Because you are walking in miracles.
Yes.
You are manifesting his glory.
Amen.
You are drawing.
Amen.
We have come to draw. Come on, draw. Come on, draw. For the last shot, lift up your hands to the Father. All that we are talking about birthing out this month, amount of delivery, amount of birthing, is that you will manifest forth the glory. Listen, the glory is already in the inside of you.
na kosi se be pie no eye ni da so.
Is somebody here? You want to lift up your hands and say, Lord, show me your glory.
Show me your glory.
Let your glory.
Let your glory.
Jesus prayed for them. He said that the glory that you gave me from the foundations of the world, I also give to them. The glory is the manifestations of miracles. When God is intervening in the affairs of men, it's the glory. When God is turning our shame and turning our disappointments, our failures into success. You want to pray that, Lord, let your glory be revealed. Let me manifest forth your glory. From this day forward, as I walk in miracles, let me manifest forth your glory. As I walk in miracles, not one testimony. Lord, let me manifest your glory. Everybody open your mouth and pray like you mean it. Oh, you are pushing forth the glory that is inside of you. You are drawing it out. Come on. Of the Lord. No, you didn't get it. To walk in glory is to walk in the goodness of the Lord. The other day Moses said, Lord, show me thy glory. How many of you are ready to catch the glory for the last time? He said, show me thy hoard. And God looked at Moses and said, Moses, what else do you want to see again? Because you have seen the most wonderful miracles ever on the surface of the earth. I have worked through you to divide the Red Sea and to make it like a plain ground. I have caused done mighty acts of miracles in the days of Egypt. What else do you want to see as my glory? Then I believe God knew what Moses was talking about. Because come to think of miracles, he has seen it all. So what else does he need again? Then God said, I will let my goodness pass over you.
Amen.
And I will show you mercy. Tell somebody goodness.
Goodness.
I will be merciful to whom I will be merciful to. And I will show goodness to whom I will show goodness to. You want to lift up your hands and say, Father, as I manifest your glory, let your goodness pass over me in every area of my life, every step along the way. Goodness, you can't imagine having God's goodness. The psalmist says in David, Psalm number 23, the last verse, he said that goodness and mercy. Oh, come on, look at you. Are you praying for it? Are you drawing it? Or what are you doing? Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. David knew what he was talking about. He was talking about the glory.
Let your goodness pass by.
The glory shows up.
Let your glory show in my life.
As goodness and mercy.
Maranda Babusha, Reka Papa, Pasata, Rasada Bosata, Reka, Maranda Bosata.
Now lift up your hands. Come up. Lift up your hands. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. Jesus, now we are standing in your presence on holy ground. Wow. I see the heavens open. We are standing. Raise your hands to the Father. On holy ground. And now I know. And I know that there are angels all around. Come all around. Let us pray. Let your hands be up. Oh Jesus, now we are standing in your presence on holy ground. The glory is coming on you. Angels of God are in this place. If you can see the glory, then you know that angels are around. Because angels operate in the glory. Oh, another time we'll look at them as angels of midwives. Who are causing us to deliver. And I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. Jesus, now we are standing. Come on, be silent. In your presence, on holy ground. Receive the glory now. You are walking in glory now. You are walking in miracles now. You are walking in the supernatural now. Spirit of God, not unto us, O God, not unto us, not unto us, but unto you shall be the glory. We ascribe all glory unto you. Have your way, Lord. Heal the sick. Heal the sick. Change our lives. Do just one more miracle. Intervene in every situation right now. Sweet Spirit of God, set us forward in life. We see that anointing is coming on you. A stepping forward anointing. A stepping forward anointing. A stepping forward anointing. A stepping forward anointing. It is all over you. Come on, receive it. Just wave your hands. If you believe that something great has happened, just wave your hands. If you believe that something supernatural has taken place, wave your hands.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.